The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As we usually do, we'll begin with chanting of the three refuges slowly, harmonizing even for those of you on Zoom, which is do the best to hear the song coming from the Dharma Hall here in Minneapolis, but joining our voice. And remember, we're just bringing up for ourselves, finding our way back to our deepest aspiration in our life. Really valuing awareness, this capacity we have to be aware, to be intimate with reality as it is, the activity of the body, the mind, the underlying nature, in a way that's conducive for release, which allows for a more nimble and creative and compassionate engagement in our life and all the conditions of our lives. Begin our meditation time reading a little bit from Joseph Goldstein's book. I think it was probably his first book, The Experience of Insight. And this is the chapter on the factors of enlightenment or the factors of awakening. These are the seven qualities of enlightenment that have been brought to maturity in our practice. Three of them are arousing factors. Three of them are tranquilizing ones. Wisdom, energy, rapture all arouse the mind. They make it wakeful and alert. Calm, concentration, and equanimity tranquilize the mind and make it still. They all have to be in harmony. If there is too much arousal, the mind becomes restless. If there's too much tranquility, it goes to sleep. The factor of mindfulness is so powerful because it not only serves to awaken and strengthen all the other factors, but it also keeps them in their proper balance. The evolution of the mind along this path can fill one with a tremendous inspiration and encouragement. Imagine a mind that has brought to full development mindfulness, wisdom, energy, rapture, calm, concentration, and equanimity. It is a mind which is shiny and full of joy. That is what we are doing. Not only do the factors of enlightenment bring happiness in the moment, but all of them slope to nibbana, toward enlightenment, toward freedom. Sometimes from day to day, it's easy to forget what it is we are doing in dealing with the restlessness and pains and aches and wandering mind. But what is happening imperceptibly from moment to moment to moment, but very progressively, surely and steadily, is the development and growth of these limbs of awakening. It is a very great thing that is being done. It is the noblest evolution of the mind. So do whatever is needed to support settling, doing what we can to support relaxation and alertness, the stability of this mindful presence with the activity of the body and the mind now. And we don't need a different experience to support the stability of present moment awareness. The stability is going to arise right here and now with the experience that's here. Take some time and we'll contemplate the factor of awakening of mindfulness. So this is knowing. The mind knows that this is being known. So if you're aware of the breath, for example, as a natural process happening here in the body, then the presence of mindfulness means the mind knows that breathing in is being known. And the mind knows when breathing out is being known. So in this sense, it's a reflective knowing what the mind is knowing. Or you could say it's an awareness of knowing. What's the mind knowing? It might be knowing the meditation object, breathing in, breathing out, or more generally, the experience of embodiment. Or the mind might be knowing some distraction, mental activity. learning to both recognize mindfulness but also appreciate it, see it as something good. It's this appreciating and recognizing that actually strengthens this factor. And of course, if this continuity of mindfulness is not there, then be interested in what's in the way. What hindrance is hindering the continuity of awareness? Is it greed, wanting something? Is it aversion? Is it dullness or restlessness or doubt? And how to be aware of the hindrance in a way that weakens it, as opposed to being aware of it in a way that feeds it. And in the most straightforward way, we are simply learning to take care of the mind right now. How to pay attention in a way that allows us to take care of the heart and mind. That's it. And this investigation, this interest in taking care of the mind is really this factor of awakening we call investigation. It's basically observing cause and effect so that the mind becomes wiser at planting seeds for stability and ease and letting go, as opposed to planting seeds for contraction and agitation, distractedness. So in this sense, the continuity of mindfulness is in the service of discerning or contemplating cause and effect. This is the investigation piece. What allows the mind to settle, become clearer, more easeful, more joyful? How is it that the mind ends up superficial or agitated? Whatever degree wisdom senses that this investigation, this simple tracking of the mind is really helpful, then energy, the factor of awakening of energy or persistence, begins to build. The mind really wants to persist in being present and learning how to cultivate a more stable, easeful, insightful mind. Because it feels right, it feels healing and releasing. So notice that steadfastness, that persistence, to begin again. Some faith that we have all the ingredients right here already to cultivate a beautiful heart and mind. A mind, a heart that is actually healing and transforming. Have some silence now just to act on that confidence or that faith with mindfulness and investigation and steadfastness. Be aware of this next factor of awakening, of joy, joyful interest, rapture, that sense of flow of lightness, flow of buoyancy. It is the very lawful or natural result of being persistent in discerning what's helpful and unhelpful, observing the unfolding of the moment in terms of what is in the direction of more stressful states and what's in the direction of release and allowing and letting things be. So joy is the natural experience of the heart, the mind coming more and more into the alignment with things just as they are, not in conflict with the moment, with experience. And this alignment comes from the mindfulness and the investigation and persisting, being patient, beginning again. We're just studying the moment in a simple, direct way in terms of what helps, how to pay attention, how to be present in a way that actually leads in the direction of ease and joy. It's all grounded in our capacity to be present, which is this knowing that this is being known. Mindfulness and investigation and persistence energy will reveal the natural joy and tranquility, contentedness, ease that naturally follow acknowledge these factors, even when they're relatively faint. Acknowledge the joy, sense it. Acknowledge the tranquility, contentedness, and ease. The sense of the body and the heart not wanting to move, not needing to do or go anywhere because of the tranquility. Settled. So in a sense, we investigate the quality of tranquility to see what helps it to grow and deepen, and what might diminish it, weaken it. So we can learn how to develop the quality of tranquility in a beautiful way. It's really okay to recognize this ease of tranquility, to in a sense to taste it, let it have its effect on the body and mind, because it naturally leads to a deeper stillness of concentration, unavoidably, which you can begin to notice whenever it's apparent. Just that inner silence or inner stillness. Although subtle, we can keep this factor of samadhi, concentration in mind, this still, silent space of the mind. Not the activity of what comes and goes, but just the peace and silence and stillness of the mind itself. This quality of concentration can develop to such a degree that the mind, in a way, rests in peace and isn't really that interested in other experiences. This will reveal this beautiful, radiant balance of equanimity. The mind that's not pushed around by pleasant and unpleasant. Not trying to feed off of sense experience. Not dependent on sense experience, but rather resting in peace, still aware, still present. See if you can sense that equipoise, that balance, or non-reactivity. before we end our meditation, how about each of us on our own contemplate each of the seven factors of awakening, each one for a few seconds, just to get clear, just to remind you there's mindfulness and investigation or wisdom, there's energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, and equanimity. Just sensing the presence of all seven factors in the heart as best you can.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.